It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's through! It's good! The 49ers win it!
Yay! Automatic.
Moody's
automatic.
Or is it Missy? Yeah, that's right. He was missing early, but he hit the one to take it home. Stoudy, I missed you, baby. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Niners. Do you really appreciate it? Slow down. Let's just talk. How you doing? We got it. It's all good.
Yeah, you know.
Spadoni, Evan, and I held it down for you.
Yeah, it was. I know. This is weird because somebody broke a mic other than me in here.
It wasn't me. Yeah, I wasn't in here.
Do we know any story about what happened? Must have been, you know what? I bet it was Devone.
Look at you.
Italian.
Was it Devone? Spadoni?
Look at you.
What happened?
Snitching. Now, there's a short or something. The weather probably messing it up. Tim Jordan on vacation. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. So, anyway, Guru's not in his normal spot, which is a little bit disconcerting. But 49ers, Guru, 23-20.
Yeah. And some fireworks.
Oh, my God. 49ers.
Yeah, Steiny.
I think we got to just...
Warriors 8-2.
Assume this is who they are, the 49ers.
Well, I don't like that.
This is not going to be easy this year. They're going to have to scratch and claw to make the playoffs, win the division, and they just they did what they had to do, I guess. I don't know. How do you view it if you're a 49er fan at 888-957-9570? Certainly that thing yesterday wasn't perfect, but they ended up getting a win. They're now 5-4, half a game behind the Cardinals who won. But McCaffrey comes back. I guess that's some good news, but I don't know. I mean, it was certainly not impressive. But it was needed, I guess, Goo.
Yeah, and, you know, my theme while you were out, Steiny, with the fam is, you know what? Everything that ailed the Niners in the red zone or this impotent offense in the red zone, I don't know why I keep using that word, but I thought, you know what? It'll go away once McCaffrey's back. And as great and as flashy as he was, Steiny, there was no pitch count, I don't believe, with McCaffrey. I like what I saw there. 13 totes on the ground, six receptions for 66 yards, but yet... It was a microcosm that game yesterday of their season. They should be up, and I guess it doesn't help when your kicker's missing kicks, but at the end of the day, Steiny, they couldn't put away an inferior opponent in Tampa Bay who had 5-6 men in the box, and they were like, McCaffrey, you're not going to beat us. I saw some throws from Brock I didn't like, but at the end of the day, how dare I talk anything about Brock but excellence. 25 of 36, 353, two touchdowns, that beautiful Mahomes type of play to buy time and hit Kittle in the end zone. So how dare I, in a quarterback rating, Steiny, at 119.3, and then got him down and put him in position to get the game-winning field goal. My thing is McCaffrey was back, and I guess I'm running out of ammo, Niner fans. You help me as to why they just can't take off and do anything outside of it being difficult, like you just mentioned. Welcome back.
I mean, he carried 13 times for 39 yards. He seemed like he was his normal self out of the backfield.
11 of the first 11 plays, he's out there.
Exactly. So he obviously played a lot, and he probably is going to carry the ball more next week against Seattle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't pretty, that's for sure, and I thought there were a couple times where they were going to get beat yesterday. They were down 17-13. They miss a field goal. If something happens there and Tampa Bay scores and the 49ers get down two scores, you never know. But it didn't happen, and the 49ers ended up winning a game on a Moody field goal. Let me throw these two things out to you.
Go ahead.
Deebo Samuel, obviously after Moody missed his third, interjects himself in... Wow. Something while they were coming off the field. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was a bully move. Go talk to Fred Warner or somebody your size when they mess up. Or does anybody come to you when you mess up or drop a ball? I didn't like that from Debo. And I'm going to be honest, Niner fans. Stoney, I have never seen that happen on the sideline. And maybe it wasn't shown, but never in HD on the 75-inch like it was yesterday. How dare you, Debo? And it wasn't exactly like you was just doing everything. You had a good catch and a nice little yak, but to go try to choke out or put your hand up under the throat, I didn't like it. And it has me thinking, and it's my prerogative, Bobby Brown. Stoney, it has me thinking, is there anything else going on with this team that we don't know about? That's just what happens, and it's my thoughts. When you see stuff play out like that, I wasn't do you know how many people are defending Debo? Oh, it's football.
For what?
It's football. He was being a leader. I'm like, okay, if that's... I've never seen anything like that.
Now, he had no business being there.
Oh.
No business being there after the guy misses a kick.
Right.
Give him a minute or two.
And then threw the left at him like Darth Vader. Debo, I love you. I didn't like that, man.
I mean, I'm trying to think of if I've ever seen a kicker miss a kick, be struggling, and another guy come up to him, and I don't know whether he was giving him tough love or telling him to keep his head in there. I don't know, but
to Debo's
Pepper
credit,
didn't like it.
He did say, Stoney, they'll talk about it on the plane or they'll get past it. I'm like, okay.
Well, there's
but
only...
it makes me think, is something else going on with this team that we are not privy of? At times, their play is not what we're used to when you could put your foot on the opponent's neck. And for whatever reason, the Niners' foes or even Dallas' weak ass that came in here a couple Sundays ago, they rise up like Frankenstein and have an opportunity to put you away. And luckily, they didn't yesterday. And I believe Stoney kept the Niners' season alive.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get to 5-4 with a 23-20 win yesterday at Tampa Bay. I mean, the season's now more than halfway over, and I'm starting to think that this is who they are. They're a team that's 9 or 10 wins at this point. Can they get to 10 wins? That'll probably win the division. And I just think that's the way we got to start looking at this team and this season. It's not a 13-win team. It's probably not even a 12-win team. But
we don't know that, but I hear you, Stoney.
But Dave, the season's now more than half over.
Okay.
They do not look like a Super Bowl contender. They just don't. That doesn't mean they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, Baltimore lost their first two games. Now they look like the best team in football. So the reality of the situation is the 49ers still have 8 games to get it going, but I don't think anybody can say with confidence that what they've seen in the first 9 games makes you believe that this team is going to go on a run. The games have just been too unimpressive. They just have not clicked this year on all cylinders, and hence they're 5-4.
No, yeah, and again, the positive is they won, Stoney, and you're right about where this thing is going because they control it. And you got 8 games left. They can win all 8 and have 13. My thing is, when Brandon Ayuk went down, I thought, you know what? There goes the explosiveness in the passing game. But the one thing I saw yesterday, along with the Dallas game before the bye, was Ricky Pearsall, Stoney. He caught one on an in route and took it to the house. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, now I can look at Pearsall, 4 for 73, that 46-yarder as a weapon. And he's got some synergy and rapport with Brock Purdy. And then that on top of McCaffrey coming back. And Stoney, you're still 1 of 3 in the red zone. And I think, is Kyle becoming too predictable in the red zone? Or is that a cop-out and it's just on the players?
I mean, it's everybody. I mean, if you want to blame Kyle Shanahan for the red zone, you can blame Kyle Shanahan. If you want to blame Purdy, you can blame Purdy. But the reality of the situation is they're not great in the red zone. Again, that's another reason. The special teams have been terrible. The red zone has been below average. And so you have half a year to get better at those two things.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.